Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of November 2018, and this is the 920th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm at Lyon Railway Station. I've just travelled up from Geneva through the Rhone Valley, which is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. They quite steep sides to the hills and the river alongside the train, and mist rising everywhere.
Attention au passage d'un train. Éloignez-vous de la bordure du quai, s'il vous plaît.
I'm on the platform. I've just got off the train, and the only lift on the platform isn't working, and I'm unable to use the escalator. I asked in my extremely bad French whether there was another lift, and I was responded to with a great stream of French. And I think what he said was that I should stay where I was, and I would have to wait a while, but someone might come with a wheelchair, although I've got no idea how they'll get a wheelchair down. Anyway, I'm hoping that that is what he meant, and that he will come in time for me to catch my next train. There is a little time, but I don't want it to be too short. This is the bit that I was a bit nervous about.
Attention au passage d'un train. Éloignez-vous de la bordure du quai, s'il vous plaît. Attention au passage d'un train. Éloignez-vous de la bordure du quai, s'il vous plaît.
It's so interesting being suddenly in a place where you don't speak the language. I mean, I do kind of speak a bit of French, but I very rarely understand how people speak to me. So, there's obviously another train coming on this platform. It's filling up. And he told me to stay here, but actually there's nowhere to sit down, and I think I need, well, maybe I don't need to. Oh, sorry, it's very noisy, as you'd expect with Lyon. The train's just arrived, but it's on the other side of the platform, so I'm not, yeah, I can't even see from here, but maybe I could if I moved up a bit. What platform my next train will come from. Well, it's all a bit of an adventure. It's quite cold here. It's quite cold in Lyon, especially on the platform. Grey day. But I've got a warm coat, and I shall rug myself up. I think I'm just going to pause this for a while until there aren't so many trains. That's a bit much to ask for at the main station. I can just see two people on the opposite platform who are in wheelchairs, and I'm thinking maybe, although they're probably their personal wheelchairs, I was just thinking maybe they had to be wheeled off to the next place first. It's hard to tell. Railway workers are all wearing orange jackets, but so are quite a few other people, so it's hard to tell. I'm going to attempt to continue in spite of the noise. There's some building work going on over here, over there, and so it's not a very quiet spot to record, but I found that when I was on the train it was so quiet that I felt too self-conscious to record. So I'm still waiting for this person with a wheelchair, which may be a complete figment of my imagination. A pigeon has just come to visit me. I'm really looking forward to having a whole night's sleep tonight. It was quite late last night when I came home, and I was trying to get in touch with the insurance people who had Australian hours, and spent a very long time on the phone to them trying to explain what had happened and where I was at, and being passed from one person to the other, with a very obstructive person to start with, but getting gradually better and better as time went on. Oh, train's coming in. Oh no. Well, as you may have picked up from that announcement, I did make that train. Someone did turn up with a wheelchair. I think I had about 10 minutes to go before the train left. And whizzed me along. There was a ramp right at the other end of the station that I hadn't discovered. And anyway, we went down that and then realised that actually the train that I needed to catch was coming in on the other side of the platform that I was on. So I would have been perfectly able to catch it myself. Well, not perfectly able, but more or less. But one of the nice things about that happening was that the seat I had booked was upstairs, because I'd booked it when I was perfectly mobile, and it would have been very difficult for me to have negotiated going up the stairs. It would have meant leaving my suitcase downstairs and not being able to take it up in rather a vulnerable place. So it was great to be put into my seat. Although I must say, getting to the on the wheelchair, there was nowhere for a suitcase, and the suitcase had to be on my lap with a sort of backpack on top with the crutches on top of that, which was a lethal combination for anyone who happened to be walking past. But yes, one of the main advantages, apart from being able to get my luggage upstairs, was that they organised quite automatically for someone with a wheelchair to meet me in Carcassonne, and there are no lifts, and it meant going over the rails. So that was a really unexpected additional service, and it's a free service. It's something I could have asked for before I left, had I known. It sort of felt as if I was drama queening a bit, to be when I feel as if I can hobble reasonably well. But actually, in that situation, it was terrific to be able to be wheeled. And I must say, I was beginning to get a bit fatigued in that leg. And it meant that I was much more able to do the supermarket and the shopping for a week that we needed to do once we were picked up, and which really requires a bit of thinking. I had thought about it in the train, made myself a list, so I did know what I wanted. But it's quite a long thing, takes quite a long time to do that. And my other purchase, apart from food, was the most enormous boot, which I will talk about tomorrow, of shoe. So we arrived at two new people last night. There was supposed to be a third who hasn't, or may have arrived very late. There were three people already around. Two of them were out at Carcassonne to meet us and to get their provisions for the next week. And I think another person is arriving tomorrow. Oh, not tomorrow. Early next week. But one lovely thing that happened at the station was that a woman who I had done the retreat with last year. Hello? Bonjour.
Hello.
Was about to leave, and we had a brief encounter at the station. She was a really interesting and lovely woman. It was a pity that we weren't overlapping a bit more than by 5 minutes, but great that we managed to catch each other. It's amazing how much you can catch up in a few minutes, really, just rekindling. So, yes, and then we did the half-hour trip back in the people wagon, and a meal was waiting for us here. So lots of eating and chatting and a bit of wine. I must say I was feeling so tired that there was a point where I could barely keep my eyes open. In fact, I suspect I failed a couple of times. But it was a great welcoming, and I'm here. So I do hope that whatever's happening in your life, that any little adventure that you might be having, it resolves itself well, and that you don't have to trust too much in fate, but that things move as they should, or in a way that works just as well. I hope you've had time to engage with whatever's most important to you, whether it's actually doing it, thinking about it, travelling towards it, or having a rest from it in an engaged way, a decision to rest from it rather than an absence. Thank you very much for listening, as always, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.